Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This came from my class yesterday. It was real interesting. We did a poll at the top of the class that said, can I bring outside knowledge to the LSAT? I would like the listener to think about that for a second. What do you think? Do you think that we can bring outside knowledge to the LSAT? Yes or no? And now I would like Ben to answer it.
Do you want me to say what your poll results were first?
You can if you want, yeah.
So in the poll, 44% of your class said no.
Yep. Almost an even split where half the class was saying, yeah, you can bring in outside knowledge, and half the class was saying no.
Okay, so it's definitely yes. You can and should bring in outside knowledge to the LSAT. And
how the hell could you not?
Yeah. Think about this for a half second. Someone's making an argument to you and they start fucking it up. They start making assumptions, which, by the way, happens in the vast majority of arguments that happen on the LSAT. To call them out on that, to identify, hey, wait a sec, you said that if a research paper is cited more than another research paper, then it must be more important. You're assuming that the number of times it's cited somehow reflects its importance. But I know that sometimes things get cited or they are more popular because the person who wrote the paper just has a bigger social media presence or is more savvy or has more friends or knows how to play this game. So what am I doing? I'm bringing in outside information. I'm not shutting that out and saying, well, I don't know anything about the world. That's dumb. What you have to do is you have to bring in your outside knowledge. You have to recognize that it's not there on the page.
Let me give you another example.
Sure.
This was from class yesterday, and I talked about it on episode 405 of the Thinking LSAT podcast. There was a logical reasoning question we did yesterday where the first sentence was something along the lines of, unemployment will soon go down.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that and I went, huh. But predicting the future is kind of hard. How do you know that?
How dare you bring in that outside knowledge and experience?
Right. Right. It's like, I think that predicting the future is hard. That's my opinion, you know, and it's not relevant whether that's true or false.
Mm-hmm.
What's relevant is that I thought that and I went, oh, that's weird. You're making a prediction about the future. How do you know that? And because I asked that question, how do you know that? It primed me for recognizing that the next two sentences were meant as evidence in support of that conclusion. So my natural skepticism, my outside knowledge that predicting the future can be hard, is what helped me to understand the structure of that argument. Am I bringing in outside knowledge? Well, yeah, I am. I'm using my knowledge of the real world to try to be skeptical of the claims that people are making.
To be fair to the folks that say no, I think they're answering a different question. I don't think they're literally reading this question and answering it. Some might be. What do you think they're answering?
Well, if the question had said, am I allowed to choose a correct answer on a must be true question based on my outside knowledge? Or am I allowed to pick an answer on reading comprehension? You know, which one of the following is best supported by the passage? Am I allowed to bring in my outside knowledge of this domain in order to choose an answer on that question? Well, then the answer is clearly no, because that's not what they're asking you. They're asking you what the passage says, not what you think. They're asking you what the passage says. So there are some types of questions where you're going to want to answer the question, which asked you what it said in the passage.
Yep.
But there, for many, many questions, I mean, look, and this is what I said in class. On reading comprehension, my outside knowledge frequently helps me to understand the passage. I don't have to know everything there is to know about the passage, the topic, right? The topic in reading comprehension yesterday was about something called purple loosestrife. And the first sentence said that purple loosestrife was a plant that was introduced by settlers to North America in the 18 whatever, and is now very prominent in the wild in North America. And I used a bit of outside knowledge to go, uh-oh, that's probably a problem, right? Because invasive species, like I'm using my outside knowledge that there's a lot of people who are really worried about invasive species, and can't invasive species like lead to extinctions of native species? And, you know, and it turns out that that's exactly where the passage went. It's kind of obvious, but I'm not shutting off my brain. I'm not like going, what now? It's a new species. Oh, that's good. Like, or, you know,
I wonder what a new species is. What does that even mean? Like you,
right. What do you mean it was introduced to North America in the 1860s?
What's North America?
Right. Yeah, totally. Totally. So I am using my outside knowledge in reading comp to help me understand where the passage is going. Now, am I going to go in and choose correct answers based on my outside knowledge? Of course not. But no, I am using my outside knowledge to comprehend the passage. I'm using my outside knowledge all the time on logical reasoning to come up with objections to the arguments, right? Yep. Well, you think that this is how it's going to go down, but I know in real life that, you know, that's not usually how it goes. And how do you know it's not this other way that I know is true from real life? Again, am I going to pick an answer solely based on outside knowledge? Of course not. But I am using my outside knowledge in logical reasoning to help me come up with good objections to the arguments, even on logic games. And one of the kids in class chimed in immediately and said, I used my outside knowledge when I solved the Zephyr Airlines game.
Mm-hmm.
And what he meant by that was I made a fucking map.
Yeah.
Like the Zephyr Airlines game is super confusing for people who go into like LSAT brain and they start trying to put a square peg into a round hole by making it into like some weird grouping template or whatever. And the people who do well on the Zephyr Airlines game go, wait a minute, Honolulu, Vancouver. Okay, I know roughly where those are on a map. Montreal, Toronto, Philadelphia. Yeah, I can kind of place those on a map. And they start drawing a map to solve the game. And it's surprisingly rare how many people draw a map to solve that game. But if you draw a map to solve that game is easy. And you're using your outside knowledge of geography or just that, you know, it's an airline map, by the way. It's like, oh, I've seen that in the seat back pocket before. Huh, let me just draw a little map here of what Zephyr Airlines is up to. Pretty simple map. They only go to 5 damn cities. And you're using your outside knowledge to help you come up with a good setup for the game.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've established it's impossible. It's literally impossible to not bring in outside knowledge because every word itself is just a symbol of a bunch of other things out in the real world that you have to know and understand, right? Otherwise, it's a new word that you don't even know. I think what's happened here is it's just that what maybe people have foolishly chosen a correct answer or chosen an answer because they knew something about that subject domain. And in some cases it was wrong. In some cases it was correct. But when it was wrong, they're like, wait, but I know that books actually do decay after 5 years. But the passage or the answer said they would decay after 2. And that's incorrect. And it's like, yeah, okay. So you can't bring in outside knowledge to answer a must be true question. That is the takeaway, right? You can't take in information that was not in the passage to try to justify a must be true question. But then they oversimplify that and just say, oh, I can't bring in outside knowledge to the LSAT. Eh? No,
right.
You're bringing it in all the time. End of story.
Yeah. Yep. And you have to. It's not like you're going to roofie yourself before you take the test so that you don't remember anything. You know, like that's silly, obviously.
So I have very little outside knowledge in relation to the word roofie, but I'm guessing you're cutting your head off or something? I don't understand.
No.
Like you have no. Okay.
It's this drug, I think, Rohypnol. It's
okay.
It's like a causes you to lose your memory or whatever. I only I know about it because of Job from Arrested Development calling them forget me nows, taking these pills. He was like roofying himself so that he would forget whatever. And no, you're not going to do that. You are going to absolutely, yep. You know, you're an LSAT student. You are a smart person. You're a privileged, smart person. You're educated. You know lots about the world, and you are going to use that knowledge of the world, everything you've learned in school, you're going to use that to be able to better read and comprehend and think about the arguments and passages and logic puzzles that you're being presented on the LSAT. You have to bring in your outside knowledge. You have to do the test in a common sense way. It is true that you're not going to use that outside knowledge to choose answers because they're not asking you for your opinion on stuff. I mean, there are trap answers on logical reasoning questions where it's just clearly like, oh, they put that answer there to see if environmentalists would pick that. Like, oh, I like the environment, so I'm picking that answer.
Yeah.
You know, or I like animals, so I'm picking that answer. Like, well, no, that's not what we're doing. They're asking you a specific question and you have to actually answer the question that's being asked. That does not mean that you're not bringing outside knowledge to the test. You're absolutely bringing outside knowledge to the test. Then you're reading the question that they're actually asking you carefully, and then you're answering the question that they're asking you, not just spouting off your own knowledge. Cool.
Yeah, great. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.